We are fully locked and loaded, President Trump, U.S. Navy blockade Strait of Hormuz. By Amy Furr on April 12, 2026. President Donald Trump announced Sunday the U.S. Navy will begin blockading ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The news coming after he said Iran promised to open the strait but ultimately did not. So, there you have it, the meeting went well, most points were agreed to. But the only point that really mattered, nuclear, was not. Effective immediately, the United States Navy, the finest in the world, will begin the process of blockading any and all ships trying to enter or leave the Strait of Hormuz, the president wrote in a post on Truth Social early Sunday. He continued, "At some point, we will reach an all being allowed to go in, all being allowed to go out basis, but Iran has not allowed that to happen by merely saying, there may be a mine out there somewhere that nobody knows about but them. This is world extortion, and leaders of countries, especially the United States of America, will never be extorted. I have also instructed our Navy to seek and interdict every vessel in international waters that has paid a toll to Iran. No one who pays an illegal toll will have safe passage on the high seas. We will also begin destroying the mines the Iranians laid in the straits. Any Iranian who fires at us, or at peaceful vessels, will be blown to hell. Iran knows, better than anyone, how to end this situation which has already devastated their country. Their navy is gone, their air force is gone, their anti-aircraft and radar are useless. Khomeini, and most of their leaders, are dead, all because of their nuclear ambition. The blockade will begin shortly. Other countries will be involved with this blockade. Iran will not be allowed to profit off this illegal act of extortion. They want money and, more importantly, they want nuclear. Additionally and, at an appropriate moment, we are fully locked and loaded, and our military will finish up the little that is left of Iran. President Donald J. Trump. On Saturday, Vice President J.D. Vance said the U.S. delegation decided to leave peace talks with Iran and Pakistan once it was clear after 21 hours the Islamist regime would not agree to the terms the United States put forward, Breitbart News reported. "We have had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians, that's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement. And I think that's bad news for Iran, much more than it is for the United States of America. So we go back to the United States of America without an agreement," Vance explained. Related, what Navy? Footage shows obliteration of Islamist regime's ships. Meanwhile, the Daily Mail reported a pair of U.S. warships, the USS Franklin Peterson and the USS Michael Murphy, went through the strait on Saturday. The Strait of Hormuz is a powder keg, just 21 miles wide at its narrowest point, filled with mines and within striking distance of missiles and drones fired from a labyrinth of Iranian mountains. Any move by the U.S. Navy to blockade or forcibly secure it would risk heavy losses, the outlet said. In another social media post on Sunday, Trump said, "Iran promised to open the Strait of Hormuz, and they knowingly failed to do so. This caused anxiety, dislocation, and pain to many people in countries throughout the world. They say they put mines in the water, even though all of their navy, and most of their mine droppers, have been completely blown up." He added that, the meeting with Iran began early in the morning, and lasted throughout the night, close to 20 hours. "I could go into great detail, and talk about much that has been gotten but. There is only one thing that matters, Iran is unwilling to give up its nuclear ambitions." However, the president also stated Iran will never have a nuclear weapon.